My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today, and what a great show we have in store for you. We talk with Lynn Helms, Director for the Department of Natural Resources, about the potential of Gulf-sized plants coming to the Bakken. Plus, Thomas Williamson, President of Chippewa Resources, barbecue tips from our Bakken cookers, and drug testing. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dan Parker, the owner of Any Lab Test Now.
There's a lot of drugs out there. We do 5-panel, 10 panels.
Now, would the word panel mean different types?
A panel means for each panel. A panel can be 10 different drugs. It can be 5 different drugs. We use the word panel as in everything in one. We could say, instead of panel, we could say it does 10 drugs. Instead, we do 10 panels.
Sure. It's just, so a 5-panel would be like marijuana.
Opiates, cocaine. PCP.
PCP?
Yeah.
People still do it PCP?
They still test for Quaaludes, which I don't think Quaaludes have been around since the 80s, but they still test for it. So
Get a lot of 60-year-olds in your drug testing?
I have a lot of people saying, I need Quaaludes. What's a Quaalude? I said, I got to explain to them what that is.
Sounds like there should be a hunting season for that.
Exactly. I mean, there's hundreds of different tests. There's some standard 10, 15 standard drugs, but then you can also change. Some companies want certain drugs, so we go in and change the panel. This 10 panel may have these 10 drugs, another 10 panel may have this. Some people come and say, I just want a standard 10 panel. Well, what's standard to one company isn't standard to other, but usually we can work it out and figure out which ones they want.
I imagine you do a lot of marijuana testing.
Yep.
How about that spice drug that was around?
Yep, we test for it. We don't see a lot.
Because that was more manufactured, right?
It's synthetic.
Synthetic.
Yep.
So is it, do the tests constantly change to try to keep up with the different types?
The labs are constantly making new tests.
Okay.
The ATF is constantly adding drugs to their list. So the labs have to go in and find ways of testing for those drugs. The labs are usually ahead of everybody by a few months.
Okay.
Because they're always trying to stay up. Like when I call a lab to ask them, get their advice on fake urine, they'll say, yeah, I got a great recipe for it. I mean, they have research people doing that so they can prevent it from happening.
Is there a lot of people using Wizinators or fake urine, or is that just
kind of... Not to my knowledge, not for what we see. You hear a lot of stories. You go on the internet, and if you read everything on the internet, you can get through anything. You can fake anything. That's not necessarily true. I haven't seen any cases where people are trying to bring in items. Every once in a while, somebody might try to bring in urine. We may not catch them, but through the temperature, the smell, we might catch it that way. If we're doing our job, that's not going to get through because we have our procedures. And if we're doing our procedures the way they're supposed to be, it won't happen. But, you know, every once in a while, somebody could get something through. Mm-hmm. But if we don't catch it, then the lab usually does. But the, we're just the first line of defense.
But most people that come in here, they don't. Like less than 1% or 5%?
Oh, less than that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying that's the way it is in the drug world, but for the people that I see, we don't see a lot of that.
What are you hearing from employers? Is there been out in the Bakken, there was a big push for drug testing. Obvious reasons. You're working on drill rigs. You're behind semis. You a lot of times heavy machinery. So manufacturing. They were using hair follicles out there for a while. Do you guys are you finding that there's an increase with employers, or is it the same industries? And then talk to me about the hair follicle too.
I'm seeing the smaller companies get involved. The larger companies have always been involved in drug testing, manufacturing companies.
Like Bobcat or something.
Yeah, exactly. Drug testing, any kind of manufacturing company's got a drug program. Any aviation programs have drug programs. Where you're starting to see it is your smaller, your daycare places that have 5 or 6 employees. I've seen a lot of small financial offices. Not so much in retail, but some of the larger box store retails, we see a lot of drug testing. So it's getting more popular.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Parker, the owner of Any Lab Test Now, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And now a time for another barbecue tip from the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.
Leonard, tell me a little bit about yourself. Who are you cooking for, and what are you cooking today?
I'm cooking for LTR, and we're cooking baby back ribs, sir.
And with that accent, it sounds like you might be from the Mott Regent area?
Yes, sir, a little bit further south. But I've been up here 39 years in February.
Where are you from?
From Monahan, Texas.
Okay. So are you cooking Texas barbecue, or is this a hybrid of North Dakota Texas barbecue?
It's kind of a hybrid because it's not too spicy.
So
try to meet everybody's tastes.
So how do you cook the ribs? Without getting into the, you know, secrets or anything like that, give us an overview of maybe the time, the temperature, maybe some of the spices, whether it's a hickory or a mesquite. Or
I use a mesquite and a pecan.
Oh.
And a mesquite puts a good bark on it, and the pecan makes it a little sweet. And we've got a rub that we make that we put on it. We rub it, and then we cook it for about 5 hours. And it'll get tender enough where you can pull the bone out of it. It's a tender meat, and then we use a kind of a hickory and regular barbecue sauce.
Is there a timeline in the marinating, or is it just rub it on and put it on?
We rub it at night, and then we'll put it on the next day, sir.
What is the secret to your barbecue? Is it time, temperature, the cooker?
It's the cookers and the time and the temperature.
Oh, it is that?
Yes, sir.
Are you more of a high temperature or low temperature?
Low temperature.
Okay.
We've got a gentleman that come up here from Texas when I did, or before I did, and he cooked ribs. His name was Red Roberts, and my kids and called him Uncle Redneck Nita. And he's the one that kind of showed me how to cook the baby backs and stuff.
Do you feel any pressure? Light Tower Rentals has won 2 of the 4 Bakken Barbecue Bravado trophies. So any pressure on you this year?
No, sir, because I'm retired.